we have come into this house, gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into His house, gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into His house, gathered in His name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord.
Let's forget about ourselves, concentrate on Him and worship Him.
Let's forget about ourselves, concentrate on Him and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves, concentrate on Him and worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify His name and worship Him. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify His name and worship Him. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify His name and worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord. He is all my righteousness, I stand complete in Him and worship Him. He is all my righteousness, I stand complete in Him and worship Him. He is all my righteousness, I stand complete in Him and worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord. But we have come into His house, gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into His house, gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into His house, gathered in His name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord.
I need You more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need You more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need You more today.
There are decisions I can't make on my own,
and there are trials I can't face all alone. But You said You'd walk with me down life's troubled road. And You said, come unto me, I'll bear Your heavy load. I need You more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need You more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need You more today. When I wake up in the morning and I fear to face the day, let me feel Your gentle hand leading the way. Yesterday has come and gone with those trials far behind, but ever learning, Lord, and every day I find I need You more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need you more today. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Unto the uttermost, He's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Unto the uttermost, He's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Unto the uttermost, He's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now I onward go. I know He'll take me through, though I am weak and poor. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just up in glory land, we'll live eternally. The saints of every hand are shouting victory. The song of sweetest praise drives back from heaven's shore. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, and Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Mercy you walked in and pleaded my plea.
Call to the stand, God's saving grace. The blood was presented that covered my sin. Forgiven,
When mercy walked in,
I stood in the courtroom.
The judge turned my way. It looks like you're guilty. Well, what do you say? I spoke up, Your Honor. I have no defense. But that's when mercy walked in. Mercy walked in and pleaded my case. All to the stand, God's saving grace. The blood was presented that covered my sin. Forgiven when mercy walked in.
I stood there and wondered, how could this be?
Someone so guilty had just been set free.
My chains were broken. I felt born again.
The moment that mercy walked in.
Mercy walked in
and pleaded my case. Called to the stand, God's saving grace. The blood was presented that covered my sin. Forgiven when mercy walked in. I stood there and wondered, how could this be? Someone so guilty had just been set free. My chains were broken. I felt born again. The moment that mercy walked in.
Mercy walked in
and pleaded my case. Called to the stand, God's saving grace. The blood was presented that covered my sin. Forgiven when mercy walked in. It's a sad, sad case. People go through life and they never experience the saving knowledge of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's that phrase we had here some time back? They never really experienced what it means. That
to feel the glorious gift of salvation. Words can never describe, when you're in the presence of Jesus, what it feels to know you're redeemed because what he did at Calvary. To feel that glorious gift of salvation. It's really boils down to that glorious gift of salvation, to be in the presence of God. Like when they went into the holies of holy, that was the holiest place that they could go in, and they could only go in there once a year to offer up a blood sacrifice for the sins. But here, Jesus just did it once, and it's open to us.
Anybody has access to it.
And if nobody's experienced that in life, it's like he has not lived yet.
Yeah.
Because it's the whole essence of life, that glorious, like the presence of Jesus redeemed, you know?
It says, he came unto his own and they received him not, but as many as did receive him, to them did he give the power to become sons of God.
Yes.
See, you and I,
uh-huh.
We're not there yet, but we've been given the power to become sons of God.
That's right.
And to miss that, to go through life and miss that opportunity, that's the saving grace.
Mm-hmm. And that's, in the Old Testament, God, they refer to as servants. My servant Moses, my servant David, right? But in the New Testament, we are called the sons of God. We are heirs because of the gift of salvation.
And the Grace Age is over, and people have gone down.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a provided way.
Yeah.
All they got to do is, whosoever here, let them see. Mm-hmm. All they got to do is come on this. Like when I know it turns off a lot of people, and I'll say the same in Lorraine chapter. It's not our chapter. It's just God's precepts and principles that He has found us worthy. Number one, go back over our lives and what we had to go through. Mm-hmm. Just for one thing, to prepare us for what we're doing here today. Mm-hmm. To find somebody that's worthy to deliver that meat in due season. Mm-hmm. And then it falls into to deliver that living water. It's not our water.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that God has, throughout the years, dragged us through the ringer to prepare us for what we're doing. It's mm-hmm. not our water. It's not you have to come unless the same in Lorraine. It's just God's precepts and principles that He has found somebody worthy, like I say, to deliver that meat and doosies
mm-hmm.
and to roll out that living water. What is that living water? This is your message. This is your website.
Mm-hmm.
Am I bragging? No. There's nothing there to brag about.
Because
it's not me. We're just His voice, that's all.
That's
like
all.
Brother Branham, he couldn't take credit for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He never did.
Mm-hmm.
But he was that voice for Laodicea.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brother Jackson took over, and he was here. But now it's this year, chapter.
Mm-hmm.
People like it or not, it's for their benefit. We didn't make it up. I'd be the last one to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it took me a long time before the Lord moved on my heart to say it. Took me a long time before I could actually come out and see it. This is that. And there's a lot of people that are listening in. And they take poison out of it. You know, they're like that wasp.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they only take poison. Oh, that guy's trying to make something of himself. Well, if you listen to all these messages, like in nature, you know, there's animals that some people they're like a weasley,
mm-hmm.
some people they're like a rat,
mm-hmm.
and then there's the bee family, and some people they're like a bee. They would take this what they hear here, and they would use it for their own
mm-hmm.
benefit. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? But then there said, "I don't want that wasp. He goes from flower to flower, and he just takes poison."
Mm-hmm.
And it's here the same thing. Somebody is out there taking this thing wrong, which we're saying, like we had a, when you prayed over me and that cancer went,
mm-hmm.
he couldn't get out fast enough, the cancer couldn't. And then last week, I think we had a conversation, I wasn't feeling good, I had a headache all night, I wasn't feeling very good. Now see how that wasp works?
Mm-hmm.
He takes the cancer thing,
mm-hmm.
oh, he's got cancer. And then he takes the not feeling good, oh, he's not,
mm-hmm.
the cancer is destroying him.
Mm-hmm.
He's just about done.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they do, they spread it around. I know exactly who it was. All of a sudden this week we get phone calls, I hear you're full of cancer, or
mm-hmm.
I hear you're not doing too good. And
mm-hmm.
see the characteristics of that wasp,
yeah.
and see what they do here with these messages. They can't wait to tap in to get some information
mm-hmm.
like that. Like that wasp, he can't wait to get on that flower. To do what? To draw poison.
Mm-hmm.
But these people, there's even a provided way for them. God told Ken, if you do good. Even this guy, I know the guy is doing this, spreading these lies and misinformation and
mm-hmm.
bearing false witness and everything. I know the guy. Lord, show me during the night with it. But even for him, like God told Cain, you know, Cain, if you do good,
mm-hmm.
instead of going and telling negative things, why don't you tell the people that you tell these things? You know, there's a good message on the internet. Say, Miller Lorraine, they have a good message. Why don't you tell them? Why don't they do whosoever will let them come?
Mm-hmm.
Whosoever hear it,
mm-hmm.
let them see.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you do that? Why did you go out and do good? So that maybe, even if you don't have the capacity to bow your knee and to repent,
mm-hmm.
maybe somehow along the road of life, God will see, well, at least he did good. But he told Cain, if you do good, I'll accept you. But he's not going to accept a guy that goes on the phone, on a website, whatever, and bears false witness. Mm-hmm. That's falsing because I get the phone call. Man, Monday, I got a phone call. I hear you're full of cancer. Then my niece called me yesterday. I hear you're not doing so good. And then my son called me. How are you doing? And here this thing just spreads like wildfire, like drawing a bad picture. I'm full mm-hmm. of cancer. I'm about to die.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that bird falls with mm-hmm. that guy that listens in. I know who it is. He's listening in. And the Bible says something about Jesus said, what did he say now about now that you know?
Mm-hmm.
The guy that doesn't know is going to bear the full stripes.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy that knows
what to do. Mm-hmm.
Knows what to do good and doesn't do it, he'll get a double whammy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't even... And that's talking about the punishment and hell.
Mm-hmm.
The punishment and hell for the guy that doesn't know it, he's going to get his share of punishment.
Mm-hmm.
But then the guy that doesn't know and doesn't do it, and in fact does the opposite,
mm-hmm.
spreads lies,
mm-hmm.
he's going to get a double whammy.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's like I said some time back, if he gets 2 million years in hell, he'll get 4 million, double whammy.
Mm-hmm.
And twice the stripes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He'll have to suffer twice the stripe. It's not a game we're playing here.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing this for people that are concerned about their eternal destiny.
Mm-hmm.
We're not making this up. The Lord dealt with us since we're young kids. And when I was 7 years old, the Lord began dealing with me. Sure, I don't have the best unblemished record, but all in all...
That's where the grace of God shines through then, you know?
Yeah.
With Paul, he persecuted Christians, but that's where the grace of God is magnified. That's what people don't understand. And when you see the Sam and Lorraine chapter, you see so many examples in the Old Testament how God works. Like when Moses went before Pharaoh. Moses, he said, I'm not a good speaker. I don't want to do this. And God said, you will be like a god before Pharaoh. And Aaron will be your prophet.
To be your speaker.
Yeah.
Speak for him.
And see, that's the principle of God. He had Moses to deliver the people out of Egypt, to bring them into the promised land. Now, when Korah rose up, they said to Moses in Numbers 13, they said, ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore, then lift ye up yourself above the congregation of the Lord. Moses did not lift himself up. It was God that put him there.
And we didn't put ourselves mm-hmm. into this chapter.
Mm-hmm.
With Lord God Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
Way back before the foundation of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Created us for that. We just happened to come here in the 20th century. I'm born in 1947. For what? Just for this particular purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I found my place in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now this guy, he goes around and he takes poison out and he completely mixes up the picture.
Yeah.
And to his detriment.
Mm-hmm.
And then to his children.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't he just go home and say, well, we're gonna believe this chapter.
Mm-hmm.
We can't understand it all, but we're not going to fight against it.
Instead of wishing ill on a person.
Yeah.
It's quite... I
know the guy.
The mindset to have.
He doesn't have no... spiritual DNA, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm. No,
I don't want to tell his name, but maybe someday I will. But
there are people like that out there.
Yeah, they're a dime a dozen.
Mm-hmm.
They wish for our demise,
mm-hmm.
and now all of a sudden, the community is full. Oh, he's full of cancer. Mm-hmm.
And when you
he's not going to live very long. He's done.
And when you see him, he's got this mocky look on his eyes, like he's mocking you and making fun of you.
Yeah,
you know it's obvious that what spirit these people are of.
Like best I can explain it. You see, out in the garden, I did it last week. This wasp goes from flower to flower to flower, poison,
mm-hmm.
poison, poison. And this same guy, I know he listens every week. He listens and he takes poison, poison, poison. Mm-hmm. Every message is a flower, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, there's a lot of things I say it's hard to understand.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand that, but you got to take the overall thing. But there's only one message I have for this guy. Even to Cain, if you do good, you'll be accepted. This mm-hmm. guy can do good.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is maybe gather his family around the table and get him to listen in.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one of his kids will get a hold of it
mm-hmm.
and instead of poisoning their minds. Look at all the people he's poisoned now. It's just like wildfire. It goes from colony to colony. And, he's full of cancer. Then they see me walking down the street. There's nothing wrong with him. How come? Mm-hmm. I got a call. I hear you're not doing so good. But my niece called me. Well, and then what else happened? What was that other thing? And another guy phoned. There was three things last week. It's all just because of him taking the poison out mm-hmm. of these messages.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're free to do that, but it's for their demise.
Mm-hmm.
How can they handle the single stripes? How do they want to handle the double stripes? Think about that. But even there, there's a way out for that
mm-hmm.
dumpster, for that wasp. All he has to do is, whosoever will, mm-hmm. let him come. It's for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Even this character. All he has to do is, well, I know he goes snooping around on the internet to find a, I saw it today, he's trying to find a Christianity or something without being persecuted,
mm-hmm.
without having to be identified, you know? Somehow squeeze his way in somehow.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people like that. They don't want to be persecuted. They don't want to be identified with Jesus Christ. They don't want to be identified with Sam and Lorraine.
Mm-hmm.
They're like John in the prison there.
Mm-hmm.
Go ask Jesus if he's the one or should we wait for another.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, blessed is he that is not offended at me. John, you're in there because of me.
Mm-hmm.
But blessed, you want that blessing. Blessed is he that's not offended mm-hmm. at me. We're not ashamed of Jesus
mm-hmm.
Christ. We're not ashamed of what we have to go through.
And then we get blessed.
And we get the blessing.
Feel the blessing.
They're left empty. There are no more people that are more blessed than you and I. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, Satan, when he cannot throw this at you to try to be ashamed of Christ,
mm-hmm.
he's got no more weapon with
him.
Mm-hmm. He'll be trying to get us to be ashamed of Christ. We're not ashamed of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
What's there to be ashamed of? I know people mock us when they see it.
Mm-hmm.
I know they look down on us and they do whatever they can. But
mm-hmm.
praise God. Blessed are you.
That's one scripture the Lord gave me early on. Blessed are they when men revile you and spend matter of evil against you. For great is your reward in heaven.
That's what we live for eternity. And we get blessed every time people say things, negative things about us. Or even think it.
Mm-hmm.
Like their thoughts are mm-hmm. so evil and negative and jealous. They're jealous.
Mm-hmm.
They can never reach that height where we're at. They're trying. They think it's a competition.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a competition.
Yeah.
In the kingdom of God, all competition is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Jealousy is gone. All that stuff is gone because the only thing that job that you and I have is to find our place in Christ and then to be faithful to what He's called us to be. That's it. There is no competition there. What are you going to compete with? Let that other guy find his place in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a glorious thing. If it's so high, well, good for him. I'll do everything I can to prod him on.
Mm-hmm.
But here in the religious world, it's all competition. It's all about wanting to be the big guy in the block.
Mm-hmm.
All about wanting that position,
mm-hmm.
that being looked up to. But it's not for you. Just take that Excedrin out. And just tell people, whosoever will, let him come. He that heareth, let him come.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hear and you don't do, and you don't tell your friends and your neighbors, hey, this is it,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be held accountable, believe you me. I just saw that today again. The double whammies. And that's what we're here for. We're here to find, to prove ourselves that we're worthy to go into that millennial reign.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a lot of people listening in, they're taking it wrong. Mm-hmm. I saw that during the week. They turn them on, they don't listen anymore. Mm-hmm. And then after a while they come back, because they heard me say something like this, you got to come through Sam and Lorraine chapter. Yeah, they hear me say that. But they neglect to go back and listen to the message about God's precepts.
Mm-hmm.
He's got principles that he works mm-hmm. through. About who then is that faithful,
mm-hmm.
singular, faithful and wise servant, whom the Lord has found faithful and found worthy to do what? To roll out that meat in due season.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I say, it evolves into the living water. But that guy's been on my heart all ever since we get these phone calls coming back. It originates from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That all of a sudden, if it was one person, well, it could originate from. But when three people call me, and then the whole countryside is full of it. No. I did have cancer. You prayed for it. That cancer couldn't go out fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get that pill fast enough
mm-hmm.
to bring it out. That's how that cancer moved, when you prayed. And that's the message that they should get. Hey, you've got cancer? Come over, Lorraine will pray for you, and that cancer, it can't go out fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like that demon, when that guy came over here to cast that demon out, that thing, he couldn't get out fast. He went right through the window. I seen him.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't move fast enough. Because in Jesus' name, they have to move.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're about. We're not there to brag, it's just that God had ordained it to be so.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Nothing we could do. You want us to just ignore the gift that God has given us?
Mm-hmm.
And be a castaway? That's what they'd like us to be.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just doing our job. If they can't do their job, that's to their demise.
That's right.
And all that guy has to do, go and tell. If it's not for you, at least tell them there's something on here. Why'd you try listening to this instead of doing the negative, you know? But I just want to get it off my chest, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The guy's been writing me all week. I know who it is. And he knows who it is, too. Because he can't read the list. He can't read that this thing is online.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I say, some use it for gossip, some use it for knowledge. There's a lot of knowledge on here.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't apply it to their lives.
Mm-hmm.
They don't bow their knees. The last thing a person wants to do, having to bow your knees to Jesus. And it's the very thing that would send them to glory.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the very thing. It's like I said earlier, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as did receive him, he gave them the power to become the sons of God. That's all you got to do is receive him.
Mm-hmm.
Comes knocking, behold, I stand at the door or not.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, some people don't have it in their DNA. They cannot bow their knees to Jesus. But at least go out and do good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somewhere along the road of life, God will have mercy on you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to say about that scenario. Jealousy will get you nowhere. Even at least if his love is blue. Even at least if his love is blue. Then it flows from you so good. Then I'm sin and rage.
Glaubst du es mir,
ich bin erkannt. Glaubst du es mir, ich bin erkannt. Glaubst du es mir, ich bin erkannt. Und in Jordan strong getan. Denn er nahm meine Sünden weg, sin and rage.
Sprich
du von mir mit voller Mie. Sprich du von mir mit voller Mie.
Sprichst du von mir mit voller Mie.
Sprichst von mir auf meine Knie. Denn er nahm meine Sünden weg, Sünden weg. Ich gehe heim auf den Heiligen zu. Ich gehe heim auf den Heiligen zu. Ich gehe heim auf den Heiligen zu. Bin erlöst von Sünden fluh. Denn er nahm meine Sünden weg, Sünden weg. Der Zug geht ab zum Heimatland. Der Zug geht ab zum Heimatland. Der Zug geht ab zum Heimatland. Treppen uns an goldenen Stand. Denn er nahm meine Sünden weg, Sünden weg.
Ich bin
erlöst durch des Lammes Blut. Ich bin erlöst durch des Lammes Blut. Ich bin erlöst durch des Lammes Blut. Denn er floss auf mir zu gut. Denn er nahm meine Sünden weg, Sünden weg. You know, that first time I noticed that verse 4, ich gehe heim auf den Heiligen Zug.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I never just read it, but I never read it, I just know it by heart. And I thought it said, ich gehe heim zu den Heiligen Zug. But it says, ich gehe heim auf den Heiligen Zug.
Auf der Train. Zug in der Train.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a train. It's this ship. It's, mm-hmm. it's a living water.
Mm-hmm.
This train to Jordan, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on there. I'm going home on that heavenly train, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says that train goes up to the Heimatland.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to the Mary Shepherd of Land. It goes to the Glory Land. The train does.
Mm-hmm.
The holy train, that Heiligen Zug. Come. Well, you got to back it up with scripture. Well, I got. Come and drink out of the waters of life freely. If it's not for you, well, at least give it to your.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, some people, they just love being a wasp.
Mm-hmm.
They can't change it, they mm-hmm. can't help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible says, everyone that my Heavenly Father has given me will come to me.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone that every plant that my Heavenly Father has not planted is going to be rooted out.
Mm-hmm.
But God, rich in mercy,
mm-hmm.
provides a way for whosoever will. Just come and partake of this. Just listen to it, read it, believe it. Absorb it, consume it, and somehow God will make a way for you. I don't know how. But if there's nothing in a person, well, even there, like I say, he told Cain, you know, there's nothing in Cain. But you give him an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
If you do good, at least go do good. You don't have to go spread lies. But anyway, I just saw that. How does it say in English? But there it says in verse 5, I'm going home on the morning train. Now, you and I know there's no train, little train like the sea and out there.
Mm-hmm.
That passenger train.
Mm-hmm.
You and I, there's no train going to glory. But he says, I'm going home on the morning train. What is that train? It's his truth here, whether you like it or not. This here website, this final chapter from mankind. That's it. That's the final thing that comes out from under the grace age. It's this here thing. that's saying a lot. You know, what we have to go through, that text that Satan sends our way. Sometimes you can't even think straight, but you're holding on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you'd be called to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the 24/7, it says, Satan, back in the days of, as it was in the days of Noah, these women were pressing in to the sons of God, mm-hmm. pressing in, until the fact it got everyone except Noah.
Mm-hmm.
They're just pressing in, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then, as it was in the days of Lot, these homosexuals pressing in on Lot's door.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted everything and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And here again in this end time, pressing in, mm-hmm. pressing in on this here truth. Mm-hmm. Satan, 24/7, mm-hmm. pressing in. We got to be on guard 24/7. We got to fast. We got to, like, look at the attacks we've been getting.
Mm-hmm.
Even these people who came in here to, like, through that Jeremy. He was barely out of here. He's pressing in, trying to steal, trying to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a constant battle we're in, constantly. That's why we have to fast all the time, you know. Just to keep our head above. These attacks will come. And it says back in Daniel, you saw this end time,
mm-hmm.
said it'll wear down the saints of the Most mm-hmm. High God. It's wearing down. It's never giving up. This constant barrage after barrage from Satan and his thugs.
Mm-hmm.
They want this here truth. They want us to make Brother Branham irrelevant, like that email we got here 2 weeks ago. Trying to get us to accept the lie that Brother Brennan was not that Elijah, that he was not that church age messenger, mm-hmm. that he was trying to make Brother Brennan irrelevant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see the attacks we get? From this end. And guess what? Who's the worst? Your family. The family is, like the Bible says, Jesus said, those of your own household will be your biggest foes. That's the battle we make. That's the battle we go through. But from day to day, attacks after attacks, and then they wonder, how can you think you're something? Well, you want the attacks? You want the attacks that we get 24/7?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can't make people up. We cannot make and force people to make up their mind. We can't go twist around. We can only put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
The best we know how.
Mm-hmm.
It's there for the taking. It's your choice. We don't even want to be recognized. We don't even want our name to be mentioned. But it's for whosoever will. Given the free choice.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose to do it this way or that way.
Mm-hmm.
But the choice is yours. But there's a song, Sayorta Menchas Do For Dia, Divide the Leaves of Adam. There's two roads at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
and you choose that while you're here down on earth.
Mm-hmm.
You choose, you make that choice. Where do I want to spend eternity? I asked this one guy, so what's your plan for eternity? Where do you plan to spend eternity? Straight up. Well, it's a desire, but you have to have a life that will follow it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like talk about things that's current. Last week, the last 2 weeks, we've been dealing about that email. And we think the Lord's pleased with it. Brother Branham's happy. Brother Jackson's happy. We nipped it out of the park, exposed that thing,
mm-hmm.
exposed that badger guy, we exposed James Allen, what he's been up to in the mm-hmm. last 18 years. Now, what people do with it, that's their business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm relieved of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm relieved of my duties, you know. Mm-hmm. That was our duty. I've been grinding away for 18 years on that issue. Why? This Faith Assembly not standing in defense of Brother Jackson. Well, guess what? I finally vented my 18 years bottled up, trying to send them some emails, trying to do this, that. Well, we nipped it out of the park mm-hmm. last week. Mm-hmm. And, like I say, Brother Jax is happy, Brother Brenham's happy.
Like with Brother Brenham, there's two forces out there. There's the forces of the Bruce Serpent, worshipping the man, and then there's the second force of making Brother Brenham out to be a nothing, a con man, and not the calling that he had on his life as that church age messenger. Yeah. He wants people to totally erase that from the...
society.
Yeah.
From the religious world.
Mm-hmm. And that's the very essence of this grace age, of the Laodicea church age. Without that, he was that representative of that star that mm-hmm. was in the hand of Jesus' right hand. And you cannot take that out of that church age. If you do, you have nothing. You are actually in no man's. You're out in la la land somewhere.
And he succeeded to do that with the multitudes.
Yes.
The complete, like you were saying, the Brenham people, what do? They make it out to be this idol. Mm-hmm. The mm-hmm. devil is okay with it.
Yes.
And then the other group is, now they're trying to make him irrelevant. Mm-hmm. Brother, they're trying to make Brother Brenham irrelevant. Mm-hmm. Like that thing we got, Brother Brenham was not that we said he was. Mm-hmm. See, spirit of Satan?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make Brother Brenham irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
Like Fox News trying to make Michael Lindell irrelevant. Mm-hmm. Just don't talk about it. But you and I, we can't wait till nip this thing out of the park.
That's
you
right.
Know? Here you go on full bore.
We know.
Don't mess with us on that issue. You'll be wishing you'd never attempted to try. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's our life. You might as well kill us.
Yeah.
If you know,
you got no compass, nothing.
That's our whole life. Is that ministry? God, how we move through this to the grace age. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened. That's the key. Then the kingdom of heaven will be likened.
Unto this man that cast
yes,
his net.
That's right.
Brother Branham, he was the kingdom mm-hmm. of heaven, was likened unto a man casting a net.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Brother Branham ministry was all about.
Pulling in
the being believers, unbelievers, make believers. Mm-hmm. And then along comes Brother, along, he draws it to shore, he throws some back in. He throws some out on the shore, but there's some he put in that other vessel, and that other vessel is the ministry of Brother Raymond M. Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not in that vessel, you might as well go back out to the ocean.
That's right. Go back to your denomination.
Yeah, that's what happened to them. They went back to their denominations, and but we, by the grace of God, he put us in that other vessel.
Mm-hmm.
And then, all from amongst all those people that were put in that other vessel, he was looking for that one that is faithful and wise.
Mm-hmm.
And he found us. Faithful to do what? To hold on to this here truth.
Mm-hmm.
We're the only two people that come out from under the umbrella of Brother Jackson mm-hmm. that are standing true through the ministry of Brother Jackson and Brother Brenham.
Exactly.
Now they're separated. They want to hold on to Brother Jackson's, but they want to discard that Brother Brenham was that church age messenger. But we got the balance right here. And that's why the Lord said, who is then that faithful and wise servant? That's why I told you to preserve this truth.
Mm-hmm.
He said, why did you bring us together? To preserve this truth. Mm-hmm. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't going to change. Even now, the old souls of text come left, right, and center. From those of your own household or the worse. And the Bible says, if you forget your father's house, forget thy own people, so will the king greatly desire thy beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's so much scripture that we have that we can back ourselves up and encourage ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care what the world says. We don't care what the antagonists say. But anyway, that's not my subject, but I just want to just say that to... We just want to please the Lord
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day. That's it. want to be on target. We're living in a world of darkness. But anyway, here in Proverbs 21, see, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. Try this other translation. Maybe it's the same. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like channels of water, he turns it wherever he wants. Then in German, das Königherz ist in der Hand des Herrn. Wie Wasser bäche, und neigt es, wohin will. See? The king. We're talking current now.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking Canada now.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking the peace rally. What's it called? The trucker's thing.
The freedom convoy.
The freedom convoy. We're talking things that occur. Last week we talked about things that occurred when we got that email. That had to be, we had to expose these fraudsters down the faith assembly.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's on to another chapter. Now we're talking about things that occurred with this trucker rally. Like, it's good to say things after the fact. It's mm-hmm. easy to say it after the fact. But what about before the fact? Mm-hmm. What is going on with this rally? God is in it.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel it. But, you know, I was thinking during the week, with this Trudeau thing, I tell you, I had a problem with it. And because we had under Stephen Harper, we had a country that you were proud to be Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we were trucking in the States when Obama was president down there. We're so glad to come into Canada, cross the border, and feel this solid country, have somebody in Parliament finally, where you were actually proud to be Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole atmosphere was charged up.
Mm-hmm.
Canada was in good hands.
Yeah.
And then somehow, through crookedness and through stealing that election,
mm-hmm.
through the CBC, through the news media,
yeah.
somehow trying to make Stephen Harper into this bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then this Trudeau guy, apparently, is the good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, that's so they voted this Stephen Harper out and brought in this guy.
This drama teacher.
Yeah, the drama teacher. Now, I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord said he puts up, as the scripture came, the Lord puts up and the Lord puts down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, to be honest with you, I wasn't depressed. I was grumbling day in and day out about this nothing. This drama teacher mm-hmm. being put in there when we had just about a perfect country. Not perfect, but at least you was functioning.
Mm-hmm.
At least you were proud.
That's
and
right.
Here comes this guy in, and the first thing he does to destroy the country. What does he do? He puts in this Muslim for a defense minister.
I remember when he got voted, like the day of the election.
Yeah.
I could not breathe. I felt so suffocated.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And that has been what you've experiencing all through the last how
ten,
many
ten
years?
10 years or something.
It feels
whatever.
Like a little like forever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but that's how I felt. Yeah, he put in this Muslim as a defense minister. Everything that's anti-Canadian.
Yeah, going against the stream,
mm-hmm.
controlled by the Vatican, and I could not tell the Lord I'm happy with this.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the Lord and I don't know what you think you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not for this.
Mm-hmm.
This drama thing down to destroy a functioning government,
mm-hmm.
a functioning country that, like I say, was proud to be Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
And here he lets this guy in, and the first thing he did, destroy the country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, finally, I guess the Lord was fed up with
mm-hmm.
me. And he came to me and said, Sam, I'm okay with him.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like pull the reins back. Come on, hold off a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I'm doing. I put up and I put down, and I'm okay with that guy in there. So, well, okay. So I cool it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you notice I quit talking about him. Every time we do something stupid, well, the Lord said he's okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the Lord's okay with it, he sees the picture from beginning to end. I only see bits and pieces. I only see one thing, a country being destroyed, mm-hmm. taking the freedoms away. And it all has accelerated and accelerated and accelerated to the point what you got now, a complete communistic country mm-hmm. where they even take, you can't even go anywhere. You got to sit at home with your, they want you to sit at home even in your house with your mask on.
Mm-hmm. Even building COVID prison camps
yeah.
to put people in. You know, it's unbelievable the depth and the destructive force the devil will take these people if they listen to the voices of these evil, if this evil agenda.
Yeah.
And they have these camps here in Ontario. There is a picture there. The people have gone in and just left a whole bunch of junk. That's what people think of all these camps
mm-hmm.
down in Ontario. And you see them going all around. People, they think people are crazy. But the mindset of it is to separate, to destroy everything that is
of God,
really. Because this nation was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. People came here out of Catholicism, out of tyranny, to want to be free, to be left alone. That's why this country is we the people. This country cannot, these are false religions that come in here. There is one mindset, and it's in a satanic mindset to take over this country. And then they come in here and they wonder why they can't navigate. It's because the foundation of the country is based on we the people.
Mm-hmm. Judeo-Christian principles.
And that's
biblical values.
Yes. And they will not be able to function because this is not a country where it's going to be ruled by a tyrannical
false religion.
Uh-huh. It right now it looks like these it's speaking as a dragon, and this is slowly going to phase out. You will see the devil cannot have two. When Europe was falling apart, he had to have something, and he moved here to United States and started speaking as a dragon. But as America was building up Europe, that devil has to go back there to Europe
yeah.
and do his thing.
But anyway, it's easy to say, like I said, after the fact. Mm-hmm. We're saying things before the fact.
Mm-hmm.
We've been walking with the Lord through this whole thing, and I simply told the Lord, I am not impressed the way you operate. Mm-hmm. But he let me know. I don't always agree with him, but then he's always right. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to go against God.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, I'm allowed to grumble.
Mm-hmm.
I read back in Israel, he was grumbling too. Why did he let these Assyrians take over the... why are our people given over to the Assyrians? How come you let that happen? And
mm-hmm.
and God told him, Israel, I care more about them than you do. 10 times more, mm-hmm. and then my son. You just understand. I see the full picture. If I let him continue down that, I need the Assyrians to chastise them.
Mm-hmm.
And here again, the Lord is saying, I see something you don't see.
Mm-hmm.
I know something you don't know.
I always try
just
to
trust
find,
me.
Yeah, I always try to find the mind of God. What is he doing? Sometimes it's a little hard to see amongst it. Yeah.
And then I grumble with myself. Mm-hmm. I'm not too impressed. I tell the Lord, I'm not too happy with this mm-hmm. scenario here in Canada. Mm-hmm. We had a perfect country. Well, Lord came on the scene. He knows my heart. Same, I'm okay with it. No, you're not. I see the big picture. Mm-hmm. I see the beginning from the end. I know what I'm doing when I put that ruler down there and as king.
Mm-hmm.
We want to stay with the king. He's actually a king now. Up till now, the prime minister, they had to depend on the other parties kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy, he controls that whole mm-hmm. That whole Ottawa thing.
Mm-hmm.
What he says goes, whether it's good or bad. Nobody has any backbone to go up against them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can voice their opinion, but they got no power.
Yeah.
But that Trudeau is right now, he is the king. It has evolved to the point where there is no opposition.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the king now. And here it says, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Trudeau's heart, the heart of heart, the Lord directs his heart.
Mm-hmm.
And just like he controls the water,
mm-hmm.
the ocean. But this year, now we're coming in, like I say, before the fact. We're saying this thing before the fact. How do I know how the Lord has dealt with me? The things we know about this country and Judea, Christian places, he has a plan for this country. And then when we saw this, going through Manitoba here, these truckers, there was something in your heart you couldn't hold back from weeping. It started deep down in your soul. Only the Lord can move that.
Yeah,
how all these people, 30 below, and they're out there holding flags, patriots, and you couldn't help but be moved. You had to be a stone, not to be moved. Because God is in this. This is not just a movement. This is a godly movement. And then people that say, we've had enough. The country belongs to we the people. Okay. It's we the people. And these guys down in Ottawa, no matter what they try, at the end of the day, they're just the people's servants. And it's going to come to that. It's going to evolve into that. And that's why I can say today, before the fact, this thing is not going to back down. These truckers, they're not going to go back to what it was before. And that Trudeau, he's going to do like that, his half-brother. You got three options here, but really you only got one. Number one option, you can try to live in the charade and continue with this program that you have.
And be destroyed.
And be destroyed. Or you can do, number two, you can resign. But number three, you can listen to we the people. And he is up against his Waterloo. There's only one option really for him. And the way I read the Lord over the years, he is going to drop these restrictions. He's going to do, he's going to listen to we the people. Not through my words. There is really one option. Knowing God, knowing Canada, knowing Judea Christian Peninsula, knowing on what this thing was built on, knowing what the Lord did to us 2 or 3 years ago. He told us to put this lighthouse up there. And then he moved on you to put that sign out there. God keep our land glorious and free. Free from these envying forces. Free from this Trudeau program that he has. Now it's come down to a head. That's it. That's as far as you're going. You're going to make a decision here. You're going to destroy yourself if you continue with this program. The people are not for it. You're going to resign. Or number three, you are going to listen to we the people. And I firmly believe, I feel sorry for the guy. He's just somebody's whispering into his ear to do this, that, and the other. He will never have that kind of power. He can never put this thing together the way it's been. But now he's got one option. You're going to listen to we the people. And we the people want these restrictions lifted. They want their freedom back. They want their country back. And knowing what you and I know, the hour we're living in, North America goes back to that place where that woman fleeced him. He cannot continue down that restrictive thing. That belongs to Europe. It doesn't belong here in this country. This country was built on godly principles. It does not fit, like I told that East Indian guy. You come in here with your Eastern religions, thinking a frog, your ancestor lives in that frog, and you wouldn't kill a frog, you wouldn't kill a bug. I say, it don't work here in this country. You come in here with Christian, Judeo-Christian principles, and then it'll flourish like that. What's that guy's name? Denise down and said, he's pure American. He come here from East India. And he is pure American. And God is blessing him. He goes against that Obama government. He went against all these anti-American people. And he's blessed. God is blessing him. But this guy comes in here with his idea, with his Eastern religion idea. And I told him, it's not going to flourish. The land will not back you up. When you come here to America, you come here with one principle. If you want to be blessed, you come here with one thing only. You want to uphold Judeo-Christian principles. God will bless you. Doesn't matter what the government says. It doesn't matter what your neighbor says. You just come here and live for the freedom of this country. Live for God and country. That's what that angel told George Washington. We're setting up a country where all the people from around the world can come and worship God and country. That includes Canada too.
I told him a good place to start, buy yourself a Bible and read it. That's where you start. Then you'll know what this country is about. But to me what amazed me with that freedom convoy is the news media, the fake news media, did not cover this this freedom convoy.
Yeah.
And I was like amazed how many people knew about it. The word of mouth, how little influence these news media actually have on people. And to me, that thrilled my heart. I could not express. I felt a lot of things in my life already. I've gone through joy, sadness, happiness, and gladness. I've gone through them all. But that was something I have never, ever experienced before. It was like a fountain, you know, when you dam up a dam.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden that fountain comes free, and I couldn't, from deep in your soul and spirit, it gushed forth, and you could just stand there sobbing and for joy that people actually want freedom, you know, that people just want to be free. Well, that's not much to be asked for. The Canadian people just want to be free and left alone. And that just thrilled my heart to see that.
Yeah, I couldn't even talk. Like, you started when I saw there, I couldn't talk without weeping. You know,
and
giving myself
and that's
away.
What they were. That's what they were when the trucks rolled into Winnipeg. When they saw all the people there at the Flying J, how they were lined up everywhere, the CBC radio and the truckers all went dead silence because they were overwhelmed by emotion. The support that they were getting from people, and at one point it was like the organizer of the convoy was because they were saying they're gonna block them off in Ontario, and they're gonna block them off, and I guess the news media, how the devil works, he wants to stall this thing, so he was spreading lies, but it was all built on lies, and so they were encouraging the organizer to keep on going. They cannot defeat us. You've got too much support. We're not going back. We're just going ahead. Whatever it's going to be, we're just going to go ahead. It's going to get tough. And that's what freedom always is. You come to a place where it gets really tough, but you just have to hang on. You just have to overcome that barrier. And once that barrier is over, you're home free. And that's what I felt for Canada. I feel for Canada and North America. I feel already in my spirit it's free.
It's a done deal.
It's a done deal. Like, I even had a dream 2 weeks ago. I had a dream I was going to the movies, and I couldn't stop looking around. Nobody had any masks on. And I was like, oh, nobody has any masks. And it was so good to see people's faces and just for people to want their freedom. Like, how dare they even think of taking away people's freedoms and livelihood? Like, the demonicness of it is beyond comprehension that they can even think to do something like that.
We've been living in the dark. It was like the darkest hours just before dawn. The last 2, 3, 4, 5 years here in Canada, anyway, down the States the last year under that that thing that got into White House. And there again, I was too impressed that the Lord allowed this joker in there. But anyway, there again, the Lord had to let that joker in there to expose these Republicans. Yeah. How would we know what we know today? Mm-hmm. This voter fraud and everything. Everything is just being exposed. The Lord is just, they say, Sam, let's relax. Let everything expose itself. That's the way I do it. That's why one of my attributes is patience. Mm-hmm. You got to have patience. Let the Lord do His thing. Just like He told back in the days of, Isaiah. Isaiah and Uzziah, they had a camaraderie going. And Isaiah saw the way the people are going into idolatry. But as long as Uzziah was there, he kind of kept the floodgates back.
That's right.
And when Isaiah said, the year King Uzziah died, like he was giving up hope. He saw the idolatry. He saw everything coming in like a wave after wave.
Going into apostasy.
And it was very sad. And the Lord came on the scene. I got it all under control. And he let him see God sitting on a throne.
High and lifted up. Nothing shook him.
Yeah.
And he got it all planned out.
Yeah.
He knew they were going to go into captivity. but all for a purpose. It's all a process, a refining process. God does things. It's beautiful. And that's the same here in this country.
And here again, he let that. I listened to that. Everybody should listen to that program that that interviewer had about Trudeau's half-brother.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, he actually said, what's his name?
Kemper.
Kyle Kemper, that's Trudeau's half-brother.
He's Trudeau's half-brother through his mother.
Yeah.
Margaret Trudeau, I guess she married again or whatever, and she had and a couple of kids with the other guy. So, and then this, anyway, he lives in California now. He's a Canadian, but he married an American. And his name is Kyle Kemper.
So we listened a whole hour. Mm-hmm. And he said, he's talking like I would talk if I was him. Everything that he said, just about word for word, he was expressing what's on my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But he did it very professional.
Mm-hmm.
You notice how professional he did? Everybody should listen to that. And he's got three options. Like I said earlier, you either go down the charade.
Mm-hmm.
He said somebody's whispering into his ear.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a weird. Somebody's whispering, and he's taking advice from these people that are whispering into his ear.
Mm-hmm.
And behind it, let me tell you, it's the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
The Vatican is pushing this whole globalist agenda, but they don't have. We told the Lord already. You do not have a mandate here.
Mm-hmm.
See, from what you and I know, we can talk the way we're talking now. We can tell the Canadian people or whoever is on this website, we can tell them it's not going to fly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to go into that Vatican agenda because
mm-hmm.
they do not have a biblical mandate. We're Bible people.
We go by
what the Bible says.
See, they have no land mass. In Europe, they have a land mass of control. The beast system. Here in all over the world, they cannot do that because they do not have the foundation of the country. In Europe, it's a different story. They have that beast system, that 10 regions that they had in the Dark Ages there to control those 10 regions of Europe there. It goes right up to Great Britain. Sad to say, but it does. It reaches right up there, and it goes right to the borders of India. Like when Alexander the Great, he could not go into India. God stopped him there at the borders of India. That's as far as you're going to go. That is as far as their land goes, and to the northern tip of Africa. That's what they have control of. Germany, and then other partial countries, you will see what they ruled in and what those four heads had control of, the Babylonians, the Medo-Persian, the Grecian, and the Roman Empire. That is their beast system, land mass, that beast system will have control of in the last part of the week of Daniel, where he can enforce the mm-hmm. mark of the beast.
Yeah. That's why over there in Europe, it's the mark.
Mm-hmm.
And here, it's just the image.
Mm-hmm.
Over there, they got, like you were saying, they got the landmass. Here, they can never get the landmass.
Mm-hmm.
They can. That's why they can only do the image
mm-hmm.
of the beast. We know what that image is. But over there, like I didn't see it till now. That's why over there, because they do have the land,
mm-hmm.
it is a mark.
Mm-hmm.
Here, they do not have the land. That's why they got to use the image.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we want to... Yeah. The reason we're having this conversation, we're speaking before the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Canada is going to not go down that Vatican path.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, like I said, they don't have to, the land will not allow it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, now and, I, it's been my, the, on my
and the,
heart.
And the proof of it is, you saw those people coming out. It was so glorious to see. It was overwhelming to see.
Yeah, that's all we can explain. Mm-hmm. Overwhelming. Brought mm-hmm. tears to your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched these people on TV. They couldn't even make a sentence before they started weeping. Mm-hmm.
And it was almost like God heard the cries of the mm-hmm. people. He heard their cries of freedom. We do not want this coronavirus scam.
Mandates. We don't mm-hmm. want these mandates.
We do not want anything to do with this. We want to be a Canadian. That's all they're asking for.
Mm-hmm. That's not much, but this morning I got up and like we've been in this darkness, and sometimes in the last week or so, like you don't even wonder what's going on, what's happening, but you got to hang on to hope from what the Lord has showed us, how He told us to put that sign out there, God keep our land glorious and free. And you put all these things, when the Lord told me, I'm okay with that, Trudeau. Sam, you don't understand some things. And then He gives me this scripture during the week, the king's, remember what I told you? King's heart is in the hand of the Lord. And then, well, Trudeau's heart is in the hand of the Lord. And He'll direct this water wherever He wants it to go. Because Trudeau's heart is in the hands of the Lord. Well, knowing history, knowing what we know, He's going to direct him into this freedom. This is for the people. You're the people. That's what I'm saying here. Today is January 30th, 2022. I'm saying this. I'm saying it before people will be able to see it. But see, this thing is not going to go into reverse anymore. Here's your Waterloo, man. You had to do something about it. If you go down the charade, your half-brother told you where that thing leads. Somebody's whispering in your ear, and it's going to go to destruction. You're slowly being boiled. He had such a perfect way of expressing it. You're slowly being boiled like that frog. Eventually, you're going to be destroyed. You're going to be boiled. And you can cut and run and resign now. But there's nobody there to take his place. Why should he resign?
That's my hope. That's my hope and prayer is, you know, to start listening to the people instead of these evil forces that he has given his ear over to and listen and dominate and take the wealth out of this country and give it and just squander it. And it really, who ends up getting it is the Vatican. And what do? They want to, once this country is depleted of all its resources, that's what they've always done. You look at the third world countries, who goes over and takes over is Catholicism, the Vatican. It likes to do that. They've always done it that way. And that's what their mindset is for this country. And he, if he knows what's good for him, and that is my hope and prayer. I don't wish for his demise. I don't wish for him to resign. I wish for him and pray for him to open up his heart and his ears to the cries of the people and listen to them and
carry on down the proper path.
That's right. And say good riddance to all these mandates, to all this propaganda that has come into this country and flush it down the toilet with these tax, this carbon tax and all these things. These are just out there to destroy a country. And who gets that dollar? It goes right back to the Vatican. They get the money. They are ahead of this global warming. All these propagandas out there. They are out there to cause division, to take away the resources of the country, and to deplete them, destroy, and take over. That's what the devil's aim is.
That's what he did back in the prehistoric when he went up against God. I am going to take over. This is the same dream he's got here for the world. This globalist, that's all what it's about. But God said, oh no. I made a counsel back in Ephesians 1. And Katie barred the door if you go past what I had planned back there for the world. It says over in Ezekiel, his right arm is being flexed. He's flexing his right arm right down there and out of what to do.
That's right.
And there ain't no way you're going to get past that right arm. I can see it flexing.
And then once the states rises up too.
And then, we listened to Trump yesterday and that rally there. He stands right behind his ear thing. But anyway, I started early this morning when I got up. I don't know whether it was a vision or a dream. Like I say, we're living in such darkness. And the sun was up quite a ways already, but it was behind the clouds. Like it was very dark. And then, sometimes at sunrise, the sun is already up. The clouds are so thick that you can't see. But there was a little break in the cloud, and that I saw the sun just shining through. And that's where we are in time right now. We're right at that, there shall be light at evening time. We're right at that time frame in history where the sun is beginning to shine. Mm-hmm. Guess what happens when the sun comes up? All of a sudden the darkness disappears. Mm-hmm. The Antifa disappears. These left agendas, they all vaporize, mm-hmm. they all disappear, and before you know it, they're all gone. And here, I open up, I think I read on Fox News, these Antifa, these far leftists, they're buying up property over in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of rang a bell. That's the place, that's the only place they could go to.
Mm-hmm.
See, when the sun comes up, the darkness has to flee.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it flee? It can only flee to the place where they have a mandate.
That's right.
That's over in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? The sun is coming up, we were patient. Now, I probably, it's just my take. I don't think Obama or Biden is going to put in that Supreme Court justice.
Mm-hmm.
I firmly believe Trump will be back in the office.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way sunlight works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is pure darkness under that.
That's what the scripture says. It says, gross darkness the people. Gross that will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. After that period, it says, arise and shine, for mm-hmm. thy light has come. Israel will arise and shine, and it will be a glorious period because it is in the scripture
mm-hmm.
where the sons of strangers will come and participate in this glorious light. Like we have so much to look forward to in the time we're in right now.
Man,
It's
Canada is going to switch over to Canadian thing.
Mm-hmm.
America is going to switch over. Trump is going to be back in doing his thing in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
The stage is set, and the sun broke through that cloud. Guess what happens when the sun comes up? The darkness being exposed,
mm-hmm.
and it has to flee.
Darkness has to flee.
That's what you see here in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you saw down in the States in the last how many years? That idiot is in there. Pure darkness.
Yeah.
The darkest hour is just before dawn. Mm-hmm. When you take nature, and you take how the Lord has dealt with us,
mm-hmm.
and you put it all into the database,
mm-hmm.
that's what you come up with. Arise and shine.
And then you have the scripture where God is going to be sanctified.
Yeah, that's the beauty eyes of everything. Eden.
His name is going to be proclaimed. He's going to be recognized as God. He's going to be sanctified. You know, how is he going to be sanctified? Like, you can see it already with that freedom convoy. God being sanctified. You're going to see it.
They're not Christians, but they've mm-hmm. got foul mouth and foul talk
mm-hmm.
and all that. Well, that's good and well, but mm-hmm. At the end of the day, they'll have to stop. This God, this is God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it took these truckers
to
get this thing movement going. But behind that movement, it's still God. Because it's impossible to coordinate this without
holy angels, really. But if you really look at it, what's the heart and soul of this country is really the truckers. North America.
Oh, yeah, that's where God is. That's what I told you mm-hmm. a long time ago, trucking.
Mm-hmm.
He was with us in the trucking.
Yes. I've never actually, it took me maybe at 3 months to adjust to it. But
yeah, that's about what it takes to be able to sit in the truck for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
But once
you get adjusted to that, sometimes when you wake up in the morning at 5, 6, and you drive down the road, you feel so free. It's like it looks like the whole world is just there for you. You feel so free, and then when the sun starts coming up, and you feel the presence of God, the light coming up, and just the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
You feel you're driving down the road. You feel so free, and it's really an experience to actually behold when
we went through that a lot. We went mm-hmm. through our time doing trucking. We know all about trucking,
mm-hmm.
and now God is using the trucking thing, that very thing he had us in for mm-hmm. 10 years, and now he's using that to bring the country back. Mm-hmm. To where God wants it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And there again, like how those complained to the Lord. Why would you do that? Well, Sam, you don't know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. You don't know the beginning from the end. I know what I'm doing. Then now, when I listed that true as half brother, man, 11, God raised him up. And here God's been working behind the scenes, Trudeau's half-brother. And he said the very things throughout the world that I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, almost word for word, expresses my own heart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want the guy out of there, personally. Neither am I.
Uh-huh.
He wants to give him ultimatum. You're the king there. You can control that whole...
Mm-hmm.
It's just set up that way, that now you just call the shots. Yeah, you get up a decision at the end of the day. At least the people will back you up, but
mm-hmm.
they ain't going to back you up now.
Mm-hmm.
You got nothing.
That's right.
And there is nobody down there that could take his place.
No.
And the parliament down there. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody.
I don't know anybody either. Just that's just the way it is here in Canada. Like in the United States, it is different. Trump is president. And what you see there is just a result of this evil...
Even Democrats
mm-hmm,
and Republicans.
Mm-hmm. But here in Canada, it almost appears to be a little different. My heart and prayer is just that he has a change of heart and listen to the people instead of these propaganda news media and start acting like a man instead of a puppet.
Why would God give me this mm-hmm. scripture?
That's right.
The heart of the king
exactly.
is in the hands of the Lord. He directs it like
mm-hmm.
he controls the water. He could have given me any other scripture.
Mm-hmm.
But I stood empty before the Lord, and he comes down.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a few days to absorb it all.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could see it. He's at the end of the day, he's
yeah.
going to take his heart, and he's going to direct it just like he directs the one.
Mm-hmm.
Which way? I guess time will tell. My hope mm-hmm. and prayer is the way I've seen it. He could also, like he did with Pharaoh, harden his heart,
yeah.
and he gets... And he fights this thing, and then the country goes into bloodshed, eh? Could direct it that way.
Because we had nothing much to go by with history for Canada. All we know, we have a national anthem. God keep our land glorious and free. And we take that to God. God, our national anthem, requires that you keep our land glorious and free from these invaders, from this evil that's out there that wants to destroy what you have founded through these founding fathers. And we just hold you.
We stand on guard.
Yeah, we stand on guard for that you're going to keep our land glorious and free. And we have a charter of rights. Our fundamental rights and freedoms were granted to us by God. It wasn't the country. It was given to us by God that this is the land that God founded. And it is granted that people who come here have that right. Their freedoms were granted by the supremacy Almighty God, not by nobody else.
Now, you can come here, you can do whatever you want. Like I told that East Indian guy,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to work here in this country because you're not going to get it off the ground. You cannot come here
mm-hmm.
and do that thing. The country will not back you up.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be left holding an empty bag.
Mm-hmm.
All your work will go into nothing
mm-hmm.
because you're not doing what God created this country for.
Yeah.
It's for God and country. And if you come here trying to implement your
mm-hmm.
Eastern religious stuff, that's not God and country.
No, it's not. And it's not going to fly. Mm-hmm.
And like talking about this guy, like even if you're here in this country, if you don't live for God and country, you're just as guilty
mm-hmm.
as these terrorists, as these invaders.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Colin, they've been here for I don't know how many years. But it's just a religious system. It has got nothing to do about God.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's the opposite. It's just a religious system. It has no value. It's just an easy way to live, like for a natural person that. But spiritually speaking, there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot you could say about that thing.
And they can try to trample on it, but These like the Ten Commandments, they were given by God. These things were inspired by God. And nobody can take these things away if it's given to you by God.
Yeah, they can pretend they're not there. They can think about it Parliament. They can take him out of the White House. They can take him out of the courts. But they're still there.
Mm-hmm.
Just the paper. But the document is written in sand. It's written in the ground. It's written in the atmosphere. It's written in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Written in the rocks. This is the country that God has raised up for himself. That angel told George Washington, mm-hmm. we're raising up a country where people from all over the world can come and worship God and country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these truckers are doing. God
right,
and country.
That's right.
And
they have the rights. They have the full authority, the power. Because the Charter of Rights backs it up. What they are doing, they're expressing their fundamental freedom. It says, whereas Canada is founded upon principles that recognize the supremacy of God and the rule of law. The Charter of Rights and Freedoms guarantees the rights and freedoms set out in it, subject only to such reasonable limits prescribed by law as can be demonstrably justified in a free and democratic society. Everyone has the following fundamental freedoms: a freedom of conscience and religion, freedom of thought, belief, opinion, and expression, including freedom of the press and other media of communication, freedom of peaceful assembly, freedom of association. And all these things have been violated.
Mm-hmm.
These things have been violated to the very core. They've violated the Nuremberg Code that has been set for all over the world. They've violated that. Like, how are they going to stand against that law, the rule of law? They went against the rule of law.
I was thinking about that Hutterite thing. Like back in the day, like I was saying, we're not just some fly-by-nights.
Mm-hmm.
We can truly, honestly say that God has honed us out to deliver that living water. And before he could do that, he had to test us first. I remember back in that early 90s, that bishop, that Jay Kleinsasser, mm-hmm. he came up with these very thing that Trudeau's coming mm-hmm. up with. Laws that were completely anti-freedom, anti-liberty, and it was that same spirit
mm-hmm.
that's on these lefties down there, and on this Trudeau, on this Vatican, the same spirit that's driving that. And I saw it beginning to rise up, because I was one of his right-hand men. I was the fire inspector
mm-hmm.
under his watch, you know, under his... And I saw how things developed, you know, how he's navigating this,
mm-hmm.
and I could see it swifting into an anti-God, anti-apostasy. He was
mm-hmm.
taking it into apostasy, although it never was nothing to call any word. But here, I begin to see it. There's times I couldn't sleep at night. This thing bothered me so much. And I saw how some of these leaders would try to catch him,
mm-hmm.
to get him out of the job, to like Espenheim, they took a stand against him. That Ben from Rockley took a stand against him. That those two preachers from South Dakota came up and with plenty of bills and receipts and proof that he's a shady guy.
Mm-hmm.
But not one of them could do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
They had to go on defeated. Espenheim had to go back and apologize
mm-hmm.
for trying to go up against him. Just like the Pope of the Dark
yeah.
Ages.
Uh-huh.
And I was sitting back and I'm watching this whole thing. And I realized, you're not dealing with a natural man.
Mm-hmm.
There's a spirit behind
yeah.
this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then this guy gave me these tapes, Spiritual Warfare,
mm-hmm.
11 tapes. And I listened to them and I realized the only way I can go up and shut that guy down is spiritually.
Because
mm-hmm. it's a spirit behind that guy. And then... At the same time, I was going to this prayer meeting, and I've said it before. But see, what the Lord was doing in all of that, he was looking for somebody. He was looking for an Esther. If I die, I die.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I saw that scripture. If you get two or three people to agree with you, I will do it for you.
Yeah.
And I just, well, what better place up at the prayer meeting? So I had this prayer meeting with Ray Davis, John Froese, and some other guy. There's four of us anyway. And I told him the situation. I said, this guy, he's unstoppable. Nobody can stop him. But I see here, if we can get together and agree, then God will do something for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we prayed that God would stop this maniac. Because it was really the spirit of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he was driven by a demonic force. Mm-hmm. So, and all God was looking for that one individual, if I die, I die, that's willing to put his life on the line. And by doing that, everything overnight, I became exactly. If you're willing to lose your life for my sake and the gospel, I will give it to you. Mm-hmm. You will redeem yourself. And that's what I did. I went up against that guy, and all of a sudden, every devil in hell was on my case. And the very people, the preachers, my dad, a preacher, my father-in-law, preachers, all of a sudden, I'm being attacked mm-hmm. for doing the very thing God wanted me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, I was terminated.
Mm-hmm.
I became a vagabond overnight, attack after attack. And to this day, I'm still a vagabond.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And but see, what the Lord was doing, he was looking for one person in the Hutterite Nation
mm-hmm.
that would step up to the plate and bell that cat. Mm-hmm. And there he found me. Nothing in me. It was just somebody that God honed out that is not going to back down.
Mm-hmm.
Once I made up my decision, yeah, many times they wanted me to compromise, and many times even the devil, could have your family back if you went on to recant, if you want to go back to apologize. I said, if I had 10 heads, mm-hmm. every one would be chopped up mm-hmm. before I'm going back.
Mm-hmm.
Back to what? The demonic thing? But anyway, walking through that, I saw that during the night, and that it started back there. The Lord began to put me on display,
mm-hmm.
to step up to the plate and take a stand against that thing and be an Esther. He was looking for an Esther that would save their people. And she went in there, if I die, I die.
Mm-hmm.
And so did I. If I die, I die. And now people want to knock me down, jealous over me. Well, you want to go back there, if I die, I die? Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes on to here. And then I went through the Brother Jackson thing, Brother Branham thing, Brother Jackson thing. And here's the same thing. God found somebody that was willing to step up to the plate
mm-hmm.
and defend this truth.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are. We qualify. Not because we qualify in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We qualify to roll out that living water. And for the Hutterites, that's their only exit route. You can take this or leave it. It really doesn't matter to us. You can take this living water and you can get on that train to glory. Or if you don't, you reject it, like I was telling about that one guy. If he doesn't have nothing, at least he could tell his kids or his friends or the people that he's feeding poison to.
Mm-hmm.
At least he could do, hey, Sam's got something here. You need to look at it. I think it's legit. That's all he has to do.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he does the opposite. But that's going to be to his demise.
Mm-hmm.
But it is as it is, you know. And I can say, if you're not on that train, guess what happens after that 3.5-year period when Satan is cast out of heaven. And for 40 and 2 months, that beast system goes out and slaughters and butchers and kills. Like the Hutterite, they're sitting ducks for that thing to happen. Because
mm-hmm.
the Bible says, he'll go in and they'll start reject his invitation, his marriage supper, the Lamb. They just rolled out right here, Sunday after Sunday. There's only one thing for you. You reject that, is what the Bible says. God, the great eternal spirit, is going to send in his armies,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to destroy these murderers, and he's going to burn down their colonies.
Mm-hmm.
Just that simple. They're sitting ducks out there. See, you and I, we know the program.
Mm-hmm.
We know what's happened after that middle of the week happens. Right now, it's a glorious time to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all you got to do is take that living water. It's not our water. We're just speaking it as we see it.
Mm-hmm.
Like this morning, the Lord let me see the sun coming up mm-hmm. through the clouds. It's already risen, but he kept it back
mm-hmm.
through these clouds. Now, all of a sudden, it's ready. After this thing here, this freedom rally, and after this Trump speech he had yesterday, all of a sudden, this morning I saw the sun coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie barred the door. When the sun comes up, darkness has to flee. And that's when I read about that, those Antifas, those far leftists. They're looking for property to buy over in Europe. Mm-hmm. But that's where the place is. That darkness cannot hang around this thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's all in God's timing, right? Mm-hmm. Now, up till now, it was so crazy that they'd just go and burn down cities and no repercussions. Mm-hmm. They can draw daylight. And the people that did something, like those patriots, mm-hmm. they're locked up in prison for doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like it's upside down world,
it
right?
Is,
but
is.
Now the sun is coming up. There shall be light in the evening time. Mm-hmm. Arise and shine, for the light has come.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are in time. Mm-hmm. Jesus is off to see the mercy. Jesus is excited time to be alive. Mm-hmm. All these that Jesus interceded for. Everyone that my Heavenly Father has given me will come to me.
Mm-hmm.
When the fullness of the Gentiles have come in, then the grace served its purpose.
Mm-hmm.
There are going to be many saved.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people that he interceded for,
mm-hmm.
they're all going to be there. Mm-hmm. Everyone that my Heavenly Father has given to me will come to me. The people that Jesus interceded for will come to him.
That's what was in the seals, the names under the seals.
Yeah.
That the names that he interceded for. There are going to be people that are going to die in the week of Daniel that have salvation, because they will be on a sea of glass. That's God's provided way. And even like the 144,000, the last part of the week, he's going to say, they're going to preach the everlasting gospel. Do not take the mark. And then there's always a provided way. And even those, there's going to be mortals that will take care of these people, these saints, and they will go into the millennium as sheep people.
Simply because they had a heart.
Yeah, they had a heart, and their motives were pure, and they wanted to help. And see, the grace of God is always there. People need to understand. The grace of God reaches out to mankind, but there are different levels of grace that he bestows. Like during the grace age, it was a different level of grace. In the week of Daniel's, there is a different level of grace. It's just God's provided way. He always has a provided way for your day and hour so that you can have an expected end. He does not leave no generation exempt.
Yeah.
It is for every generation some provided way that he has ordained. That's the mercies of God. They reach out, the grace of God. And it's up to people to accept it, what he has in their day and hour.
Like here, this hour of time, there's only one exit out of Dodge, is here, living water.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't engineer it. All my life I read the Bible. I wonder what that living water is. I wondered what this is. Is it a stream of water coming and I just drink it, literally? Well, here, when you connect the dots, and you go back right from Adam on, God had a provided way. God had a truth.
Mm-hmm.
God had a way of escape for Noah. Then you go on down to Abraham. God always had this provided way. All you had to do is step into it and believe it. And now here we come. At the beginning of the grace age, he gives John his vision of the Isle of Patmos with these seven stars.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of them represents something. And he represents, he's that speaker for that church age.
Mm-hmm.
And then he looks up with the boots on the ground people and... And here in his end time, in his Laodicea, it's that Laodicea church age angel.
Mm-hmm.
And he links up with Brother Branham. He goes off the scene. He links up with Brother Jackson. And then Brother Jack goes off the scene. And the Lord was taking everybody under that Brother Jackson watch. And he's going to take them down to the water to see who's going to be, not the 300, but who's going to be that one, that wise and faithful servant that the Lord himself has found faithful to do what? To do exactly what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are, the two of us, sitting here in Portage,
rolling
it out. Take it or leave it. I didn't engineer this plan. I didn't even know it was available.
Mm-hmm.
It's just our job. We're just doing our job. And you want this exit route, you get on this train here. Listen to it. You find some things that you don't agree with, just go on to the next one. But all as a whole, don't be like that wasp. Just look for poison. Mm-hmm. You'll find poison in everything. Even a nice rose, a red rose flower, has poison in it.
Mm-hmm.
Even these messages got poison in it. You could take half-truths, like the cancer thing. Why didn't you tell him? Lorraine prayed for him and then the cancer left. Couldn't leave fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you tell him this guy came there and they cast the devil out of him? Why don't they tell him that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
The honey, bee would do that.
Mm-hmm.
The bee goes after the honey, mm-hmm. the good stuff. A wasp is just pure poison. You can't help it. We got jealousy has no bounds.
Mm-hmm.
It has no limit. But jealousy will not get you nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's just our job. We're just doing our job. Just leave us alone. Just leave the Canadians alone. They'll deliver the food. Done. They'll lock them up and make them force them to take this mm-hmm. genocidal jab, which is a killer thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just more until you got them all killed.
The devil has no bounds. So, the devil is in these vaccines, so it's not good. But some people, they think they should take them, so that's their choice. But
it's all government, it's all Vatican control. Mm-hmm. And so, like I say, our prayer this week is that God would do something for that Trudeau. Mm-hmm. I got nothing against him.
Because
mm-hmm. the Lord said he's okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives me the scripture. I say, Lord, you respond for what's going on in Canada now, because his heart is in your hands,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Exactly.
And you want to be responsible for all these children crying out for their freedom,
mm-hmm.
these families, these fathers, they're hardly ever home once a week, sometimes with their family.
Mm-hmm.
They're trucking to put food on the table. And God, you want to take responsibility for all these tears that have been crying? For all these debts that the guy has caused?
Mm-hmm.
Well, leave it with him, eh?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. He told me during the week, that Trudeau heart is in my hands, and I'll direct him wherever I want. Just like the waters.
Mm-hmm.
How plain can you get?
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping. Knowing God, he doesn't want his bloodshed. Mm-hmm. Last thing he wants. He wants this thing to be resolved in a peaceful manner. And all he's got to do is touch one heart. We're going to drop these mandates
mm-hmm.
as of tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's my story. Heavenly Father, we just had a bit of a conversation around your word. I just pray you take what's been said. Use this for honor, Lord. I just pray, Lord, you move on that Trudeau's heart, Lord, that he will listen to the people, Lord. It's only Exodra that he would listen to what his half-brother told him. It's everything very sound advice. And at the end of it all, he said, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
What better could you have given him? You give him a complete, pure mandate. All he has to do is listen to it, absorb it, and go accordingly. And he'll have a great expected end. That, for some reason or other, I got a soft spot for those boys. Especially when I read about that one, Lord, when I read about that one that got killed out in the avalanche. And I found out here 2 weeks ago that somebody witnessed to him down here in Portage and took him out and talked to him about the Lord. And hopefully it did something to him that when he did die, that he had made peace with God. I don't know, but somehow, Lord, you have these people in your heart and you're, like you're saying here, the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. We just pray, Lord, you'll do with him, give him an expected end. That's all our prayer is here, Lord. The rest he cannot do. And that's all we can do, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen.
That's today, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's current. It's in our face.
Mm-hmm.
I felt it as weave from the depth of my soul, all the land where the Lord abides.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't contain it.
Mm-hmm.
If I say something, I'll start crying
because
of this emotional thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was genuine. It wasn't driven by emotions.
Oh no, it was God
real.
In it.
It was
God in it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, somehow the Lord has his hand on it all. Because I still remember the day when his brother died in avalanche. They never found him. And yeah, you read his article here about this guy, and I knew the guy. I said, I know him. So we phoned him up, and yeah, he let us know the story behind it, how he heard about it. He lent him his car to go find his dog. Apparently, he had an accident coming through Portage. Somebody rear-ended him, and he ended up in a ditch, and his dog ran off, and he couldn't find his dog. So this guy lent him his car to find his dog. So he finally found him. And in the meantime of searching, they had some meetings, camp meetings. So he invited him over, and he came to church, and he listened to what the preacher had to say, and he gave him information how salvation works. And then he went on his way, and his mother wrote him a letter saying how grateful, after his death, how grateful she was for him helping him out and these things. And if you ever come through Ottawa, give me a call and we'll go out for lunch. And they actually did that a couple of years ago, and even met her here in Winnipeg one time too. So there is a story behind it.
Yeah, there's a hand of God in it, right from beginning to end. He comes through Portage. He comes out from BC, I think. And some guy sideswipes and ends up in a ditch. And it's all ordained of God. Mm-hmm. You can see how God... And then I read the article, and I showed you it. This is true, though. Yeah, it was here in Portage. He had his accident, and then you read it, and you capitalized on it, and you said, this is that walker out there. Mm-hmm. And you called him up, and you heard right from the horse's mouth what took place.
Yeah.
And here it is, guy talking about salvation, and I firmly believe that when he got killed out there in that avalanche, that that his work was done, you know? And it was all leading up to prepare this Justin for the very thing he's going to have to do here in a few days. And God was working with this behind the scenes all along. And here I am grumbling with the Lord. I'm not too impressed with this idea. And the Lord said, said, I'm okay with it. I know something you don't. Just trust me. Well, I'm trusting him that he'll do exactly. Get his heart to where he can listen to people.
That's right.
That's all I ask. Because the people are crying out. Enough is enough. We seen them. We heard them.
Exactly.
We felt them.
Like if that trucker's convoy would have gone out and nobody would have cheered them on, there would have been no inspiration. But the people that came out to support them, the heart cry of people wanting to be free, you know, that's what struck a chord in my heart, how these people came out. They just want their country back. They want to be free. And it's all about freedom. We are Canadians, they say. We want to be free.
There was one time it looked like it was going to give up. And after another, Pat, don't give up. We're behind you. The world is behind you. You can't give up now. Just keep going. Things will open up. Just don't give up. And the world was behind them.
Oh, big time. All over the world, they're adding money to the GoFundMe. It's over 8 million already.
Even from over from Sweden.
And Scotland and Ireland and all over the world. People are just crying out, come on, go. We're all behind you. We want the same. We have the same desire.
But one thing they do not know, it's not true that they're fighting. Mm-hmm. It's the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
If they only knew that it's the Vatican.
Mm-hmm. That's the evil force behind it.
Yeah. Demonic force. It's Satan's church, which he started back in Nicaea, Rome. Mm-hmm. And it's all kind with that diabolical Roman Catholic Father, Son, and Holy Ghost baptism. But we see it clear. I see it a lot more clear today when I woke up. I say I don't know, it was a dream or a vision, but all of a sudden I saw the sun coming through the clouds, and it was quite a ways up already. Mm-hmm. Like about 9 o'clock already. So now,
boom. I believe it is up already. That part I believe, because the week of Daniel has already started. Mm-hmm. The restoration of Israel has begun. It just has to now play out. Mm-hmm. These things sometimes take a while to manifest itself, and for it to in the heavenly realm to be prepared. Everything, it doesn't happen overnight. It takes a process of time for it to evolve into it to be at its peak.
At the end of the day, God is rich in mercy. Mm-hmm. He's rich in mercy. Not willing that any should perish. Mm-hmm. So whatever happens, God is engineering in such a way, not willing that any should perish. Mm-hmm. The end of the day.
That's right.